We are recording. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a couple weeks. Nothing happened last session, right? It was just a quiet session.
That's why the minis are out.
Yeah. I can't believe I dropped yours. I'm so mad about it.
It sucks.
Well, you'll just have to make it realistic battle damage.
Fuck you.
Vorpal swords.
I'm going to crush that mini.
I'm still intact.
I know it's metal. I also know where your pliers are.
Wait, we find me, bitch.
I dropped. And of course, there's four Taiki figurines in there. I couldn't have dropped one of the broken ones.
Are there four?
There are like three or four of them, yeah.
I think there's only three, right?
Maybe, yeah. But no, I had to bump into it, and that was the one that went, floop.
Oh my god. Was it when you were putting the scent away?
No, it was today. I was reaching, getting the DM screen out, and then jostled the little diorama. Anyway, previously, last session, upon Harita's recommendation, Taika hired a son of a bitch lawyer to violate Vincenzo York.
That's right, motherfucker.
In the process of which, you all found out that you were legends. As Radars Varga was able to cast legend lore on you all.
Oh, yeah. But just because we killed the dragon, right?
No, that was one of the exploits, she said.
Did we get a lish?
You don't know. She didn't divulge it.
Which person was this? I remember it happened. Which person?
Your lawyer.
Gotcha.
And then you decided that it was time to take on Louis Bronze, former head of the Rollers. You tracked him down previously to the city of Zadora in the country of Adareva.
Zadora.
Before you left, Shims and Tony worked together to create a pineapple wine automaton to work the pineapple wine machine while you all are away. It picks up a pineapple, checks if it's good, puts it in the machine, and 4 hours later takes out the full bottle of wine, corks it, seals it, and puts it in a box.
Hey.
You named the automaton Bippity.
Bippity-boppity brews.
And then Taika and Nari went shopping. Well, it's more Nari. Nari bought three nice outfits and a set of dragon-scale jewelry, along with a clutch of holding for Harita. Taika asked if things are getting serious, but Nari tried to change the subject.
We know what that means.
Taika didn't drop it, but Nari walked away. And then as she was walking away, Taika remembered that Nari had just lost her last fiancé permanently about 4 months ago and just kept it to herself, but also... It's all up in there now. So, you all teleported to Ajuba to visit your good friend and sibling, Magpie, who has a friend, but not, she'll point out, a fuck friend, in Zadora.
Sure.
And so she ran upstairs and grabbed a jawbone that would send you all to Zadora. So
creepy.
She also let you know that her research is going well. She'll be able to make enough magical protectors to shield the group and a dozen other spellcatchers in the trip, and that they were funded by some anonymous benefactor that she did not disclose and changes the subject on when you tried delving into it.
That's fine.
So she left you all on a hot, dusty road in the center of the city of Zadora, Radareva, in the area of the Obsidian Rim, far away on the other side of the Earth from where you all had just started. You got the lay of the land, finding a nice central marketplace selling with a very friendly merchant selling food and magical goods, books, all sorts of things. You also saw these intriguingly quiet purple cloaked figures wearing very ornate masks going to and fro. You found out they're called Silent Ones and work for the somebody called Lahaz the Enigmatic. Which you all thought was weird. Weirded out that they didn't think it was weird that they were saying these things.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as they come out of the Minaret of Mystery. You were like, come on now.
Mm-hmm.
But Taika was able to get in touch with a criminal contact, a new one, who agreed to give her information for 100 gold pieces. And let you all know that Louis had arrived in town the previous day and was staying at a fancy hotel called the Golden Shield. The previous day, he had literally melted the flesh off of somebody and gotten away without any consequences. This contact also warned you to stay away from him and to not start any trouble in the Golden Shield Hotel where he was staying at.
Yep. Oh, did he?
Yes, he did.
What? Why?
Because it would lead to all sorts of trouble on your asses.
Uh-oh.
Uh-huh.
Uh-oh.
We can get out of here fast. It's fine. We'll be right.
But otherwise, refuse to offer any crime family help because Louis is dangerous and off-limits. Mm-hmm. So, you staked out the Golden Shield, eventually seeing Louis step out looking disheveled and with a greasy hair and a depression beard. And after waiting him out for an hour and a half, you realized it was an illusion. Worrying that you had been made, you made your way into the hotel where Inari was able to convince the front desk to give her a copy of his room key using the suggestion spell and a little bit of sexual innuendo, claiming to be his fiance. Tony and Shims got another penthouse suite on the same floor, along with Taika, who ordered a penthouse suite and asked for a bottle of champagne to be sent up in an hour. So, you made it to the top of the stairs, and decided to immediately head into the room. Shims, you made your two cannons. You gave everyone 9 temporary hit points. Taika led the way into a large room with windows overlooking the desert. You see the austere ossuary down there, a temple of Almot, the god of death, that is made out of completely out of bones of humanoids. You see the half-built statue outside. But more importantly, you see Louis sitting in a chair cross-legged, opening his eyes, his mesmering eyes, as he welcomed you and told you all that you weren't who he was expecting today, but it's always good to see old friends. He refused to tell you who he was expecting to see, but he mentioned that he was impressed you all managed to slay 2 of the 3 of his champions. When Taita asked if that meant that they had ruined his plans, he told her that they were never his plans to begin with, but the champions had done what they needed to do. She also asked if he achieved his life goal, and can he die happy because he achieved evil in the world he wanted to. But he just told her that's her perspective and asked if he's talking to Taika or Danavira right now, implying that she's a puppet.
What a douche.
But yeah, speaking of, you know, Nara, you've noticed a change in him. Before, he was very calm and soothing and always seemed in control, very, you know, charismatic, cult leader-y. Here, there's just something angrier. His edges are sharper. He called you the thrice-lived and mentioned that you'll always come back. He made that into a really funny sexual pun.
A really witty one.
When Taika countered that he was going to grow a monstrosity out of your body, he told Taika that was plan B, and it wasn't his fault. Quentin couldn't handle it, but he thought Inari could. So, he tried to kind of goad you out of fighting him. It was kind of a weird flex on his part. He was like, you're going to fight him, he's going to teleport away. Taika tried provoking him, telling him he can die like a real man instead of a coward.
Accurate.
He asked if they fought and you all started losing, wouldn't you run away? And would you happily die at his feet? He also mentioned that he could tell that...
I don't think I answered.
No, you said that you wouldn't leave.
Oh, okay, I did answer.
he also mentions that he could tell that you were watching him in the woods.
That was right.
And then he sort of moved on to Tony, telling Tony's a cool guy and he doesn't need to fight. but Tony didn't take it. And then asked what Shims' name was. Which prompted her to go to shoot him, and that is where we're going to roll initiative.
All right, dice. Hey, nat 20 on my initiative. Hey. I'm going first, motherfuckers.
Maybe.
21?
Yes.
Nat 1?
Uh-huh. Uh-oh.
So it's a 0 for you?
Yeah.
Shims?
Ooh, that's pretty good. Dirty 20.
Okay, Inari?
12.
12.
We've never fought him before, right?
Not that we know of.
No.
I don't think so.
We avoided that.
Luckily for you, ties go to the players.
Uh-oh. Well, he rolled a nat 20, but that's okay.
Or something.
Or he just rolled. He's got a high enough dex.
Yeah, he's got a higher dex than
you. Oh, okay. Yeah. Fair enough.
All right. So, he's still sitting there, kind of talking to you guys. Shims, you go to shoot him. Tycho's already starting to do her sand thing.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll start with Tyka.
You know what's really fucking funny? I have all this shit that I can prep before a fight. We came in knowing this was going to be a fucking fight.
I didn't
fight,
do anything either.
And we just rocked up like we didn't have a single fucking care in the world.
It was stupid.
I did notice
was
that.
Really
it
was really stupid.
Yeah, really fucking stupid. What
cocky.
Were
you all were cocky.
Yeah. I mean.
No, that's
sorry.
It
penis-y. You all were penis-y.
That's what it
you
is.
You know, Chris, I think maybe if someone rolls a nat 20 on their initiative, they should get, like... for that first round, like an extra action or
so
something.
So what about the person who will say in that one?
Oh no.
They die.
They die! Full dead.
I mean, they're already paying for it by going last. But right. A natural 20 does not guarantee going first. There's no benefit.
Okay, I have percentage.
That one doesn't guarantee you're going last either.
Yeah, you weren't supposed to say that.
Okay, sorry. Oh my god, I can't spell.
Okay, wait, where are we?
Oh yeah,
let's place ourselves.
Place yourselves in the room. Oh yeah, I'll turn the desk view on for you.
Anywhere or?
Anywhere in the room that you think you would be. I put him where he is.
And this is technically his room?
Oh no, this is the lobby.
Okay.
And
okay.
So those are the stairways that go up. That's a big drop to the, you know, fountain down below.
You were talking
right
about,
up
right?
onto him, yeah.
I'm working on it, sorry, Liam.
Tony,
where do you want to be? Furthest back as we can go.
In the doorway.
I guess I'll go here then.
Okay.
I guess we're already grouped up anyway, so it doesn't really matter. This is you.
Okay, thank you.
It's the baddie.
Oh, it's a small room. Okay.
Yeah, you guys are currently in a large for a hotel room, but yeah, a small room. There's a bed, there's a table, some chairs, a couple of couches. A couple other doors that lead off into other rooms in the suite.
Can I have asked Anari?
I can, like, see your desktop, by the way.
Oh, the
like, that's
of the
view here.
That's just the laptop, because he uses the phone. And so they have to kind of, like, be together a little.
I just hit the click drawing button.
Oh, I see.
Hey, there we go.
Oh,
yay.
Your desktop, not your... Okay, yeah, obviously. Can I have asked Anari a question?
Because, like, as much as I would like to see the secret DM notes, I probably shouldn't.
All about.
What kind of damage does he do? Do you know?
You don't. You've never seen him fight?
Really? Never see him fight?
No.
He was always too mysterious.
Fuck. Well, he does, like, charming stuff, right? He's more of your than of me.
I don't know.
Like, you said he was used to be really charismatic and... he used mind tricks rather than brute force.
Actually, no, you did see him attack. Because you guys were in the fight when he left you.
Oh, yeah, we fought
him
in the temple.
You didn't fight him, he left.
Oh, okay.
But you did see him fight because when you were abandoned for dead. Just normal warlock magic stuff.
Just normal warlock magic stuff.
Okay, so he's probably not immune to psychic...
Or he might be because he knows I do it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. Alright, I hope this is not wrong. Bonus action, Crimson Right. Fire on my blade. I crit on a 19 or 20. I will attack twice.
What's the disadvantage of it?
Oh, yeah. strength saving throws. So one of those is going to hit.
Presumptuous.
I mean, 24.
Presumptuous.
Does a 24 hit?
It does not.
What?
Because he cast shield.
Oh, I was like, god damn. Okay, well, the second one also doesn't work. And we can take any potion as a bonus action, right?
That is correct.
I will go ahead and pop that potion of stone giant strength.
Was your crimson right?
Fire.
A bonus action, or is that free?
Oh, it is a bonus action. Thank you.
Sorry.
No, it's fine. Because usually I have that done before we enter a fight, but we fucked around.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
we fucking did.
Fucking idiots.
Don't have to shit talk him.
Okay, action, bonus action, and I'm not going to move. So there we go. Ooh, 24 doesn't hit, bitches. FYI.
Well,
does shield last the entire round?
Lasts until the start of his next turn,
mm-hmm.
which is next.
Okay.
So
there's that. But then he can just cast it again immediately after, so it's fine.
It kind of takes his reaction to do it.
I know. What you looking at? What you thinking about?
Never you mind.
Try to find a line.
Maybe.
Can you hit
him? Uh-huh. Yeah, bonus action, action. I can't do anything else.
At the end of your turn.
Right? We can't do anything else in combat. It's been so fucking long since we fought.
You could move,
but
I'm not going to move, yeah.
Okay, at the end of your turn.
No.
Need everybody
no.
In this room to make me a wisdom saving throw.
Oh, shit. Oh. The thing I was going to do would help.
I have so high wisdom and I rolled a fucking 4.
Is this against being charmed?
It is a charm effect, yes.
Oh, I can't afford to be taken over this early. Oh, man. Oh, man. Yeah, I can't afford to be taken over this early.
Yeah, I figured fine.
Come on, bro. Fuck.
Yes.
Fuck. That was a waste of
maybe
a fucking
maybe this will be a short battle.
It might be! Oh, no. I assume a 13 doesn't make it.
No.
Yeah, I figured.
Can I flash...
Eight?
Can I flash Taika?
What'd you get?
I got a 5. Or no, I got a 6 with my thing.
What'd you get?
16.
It would be better to flash Tony.
Why did I use a...
Flash Tony.
Did I use all of my flashes of genius?
You had one at the end of last session. You said it on the recording.
Okay.
One left?
I'm gonna use...
Have we used that many? Oh my god, what the fuck is wrong with us?
I know.
What the fuck? We're gonna lose this fight, not because we aren't capable, but because we were dumbasses before the fight fucking started!
100%.
Fuck me!
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Flash Tony, okay. Not me. He's got a 16, so... I don't even know if 21's gonna make it.
Tony... You're flashed.
Ooh.
Okay, so 21.
Ooh.
Yeah. 13.
Mm-mm.
5. 13.
Yeah.
5. All right. Tony, you succeed.
Yay!
The rest of you are charmed.
Nah, I knew it. I fucking knew
That's
it.
That's fucked up. Oh my god.
And so you can't attack him or target him with harmful abilities or magical effects.
Tony, if you do something in the room that isn't, what's your fucking class? What's your thing? Conjuration? No, you're not conjuration. You're
evocation.
If you do something that targets everyone and isn't evocation, then you'll actually damage us, and that's worth it because we'll probably get a save against it, against this charm shit. I could be wrong, but that's how magic works. Right.
I will say. I'll give you the help on this one because I think you need it. that will not give you another saving throw.
No.
No. You will get one at the end of each of your turns.
God damn. Fuck. We play those.
And that's not a concentration spell on him. Right?
It is a concentration spell. He is concentrating.
He is concentrating.
Oh, okay.
Tony,
okay, fuck
that's
him
good.
Okay. So that's the... It's his turn now.
I'm concentrating.
Okay.
Go us.
Too fucking cocky, man.
Could I pretend like I've been charmed?
Ooh,
yeah,
roll me
that's going to do.
Roll me a deception.
Oh, just until it gets to be your turn. Yeah,
yeah.
That's fair.
18.
Nice. 18?
Mm-hmm. While you're deliberating, I'm going, I'm like drooling. I consider peeing my pants.
Oh, God. No, we're charmed by him, so we're...
Tony, make me a constitution save.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
Well, that didn't work.
Oh, the pee.
He points a finger at you and he says, enough of that.
Ooh, 22.
That succeeds.
Hey.
So you'll only take half damage on this.
Uh-oh.
Well, I'm glad you caught me before I peed my pants.
Just weird.
Because I would have. I really would have.
Aren't we all?
Maybe later.
Oh, God. What the fuck?
My pantaloons.
The half damage in that is you take 37 points of damage, of necrotic damage.
37? Mm-hmm. So that's like 74 damage without?
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow. Was that a finger of death?
That was a finger of death.
Yep.
Ooh, okay.
Yep.
He tried to finger.
Fingered me.
Yep.
He fingered me
only
good.
Partially.
37 points worth of finger.
Technically, it was a little dead instead of a big one.
He tried to finger me to death.
Shims.
He's like sweating behind the screen.
A little. TPK these dumbass motherfuckers. Shit.
Rip.
Did you say rip?
I don't want to do it. I can't use my...
You can't do anything, bitch. See, you're charmed.
I do have a few things
that I can't attack him, but I can do other things. I have Intellect Fortress, and I'm wondering if that's worth them.
Yeah. But that gives you
it
gives you advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma, right?
Yes, that is correct.
That would be
and it gives you resistance to psychic damage, which sounds good with this.
Yeah.
The highest I can cast it is 4th level. So I'm trying to decide, and that would make it for 2 people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, so I've got a plus 8. What is this? What is
That's
this?
That's just the term condition.
Oh, I was like, what's this motherfucker?
Oh, yeah.
I've got a plus 8 save on wisdom, at least.
I'm going to be doing something to give us advantage, too.
So. Oh, good.
Yeah. I mean, I have a good save for intelligence, and I'm assuming Tony does, too.
He's not doing intelligence, though. It's going to be wisdom and charisma.
Wisdom and charisma. Okay, that's a good point.
Because he's a charisma-based class.
His charisma, uniqueness, nerve, and talent.
Not true.
Huh?
I guess I'll do me and Tony.
Don't fuck it up.
It's a drag race, though.
Oh, okay. I was like, what are you talking about?
It's an acronym. You should take the acronym of it, though.
What is it?
Cunt.
So what are you doing?
Okay. I'm going to cast Intellect Fortress on me and Tony. Is that good? Yes. Because
mm-hmm.
we...
What does that do for me?
You are resistant to psychic damage, and you have advantage on intelligence, wisdom, and charisma saving throws.
Okay.
All the heady ones.
Fail shot. Boop, boop. Okay. And then what can
I do? That's a concentration spell, right?
It is. I am concentrating, yes. Well, that was my action. No one took damage yet.
No, so
Tony did.
I don't really
Tony
need...
did.
Tony took 34 points.
And when did that happen?
Just literally just before you went. Moments ago.
Okay. Kitty cannon. Everyone gets 8 plus 5, 13 temporary hit points.
Nice.
And don't forget, it overwrites your 9 previous if you have them.
But only if it's more, right? Like if I do something else that gives temp. Okay, cool.
Good. So is it 9 to 13, or is it 9 plus 13?
2, 13. Yeah, the
so
9 goes
away.
Actually,
you've already gone through your temporary hit points, so you just take
Did you not take that 9 out of your base?
I did.
Okay.
So I would just get 2.
No, you get 13, because she just did it.
So you when you took the 34 points, you took the 9 away first.
Uh-huh.
So you would have taken 25 points of hit points. And then she's giving you 13 temporary on top of that now. So
13 on top of this.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 7.
You should probably do it separately.
See, there's a nipper right corner, there's a separate spot for 10 hit points.
Oh, I did. But didn't So I can't use the temporary hit points now because it's not...
No, they just... It's two separate pools, and you always use temp hit points first. So you should keep your base hit points minus the 25 that you would have gotten, and then 13 temp, and you always take from those first.
Yeah, that's what I did. I took from the 9 first, and then did the rest.
All right. So you did some temp hit points. You did Inlet Fortress. Anything else?
I have a question. I'm assuming the answer to this is no, but I'm going to ask anyway. I have my explodey spiders. Mm-hmm. I'm assuming I can't send one his way, because that's, even though that won't do immediate damage, it would be basically setting up something that does damage.
Yeah, you could do it as a bonus action.
No, wait, so we can think about violence towards him, we just can't enact it?
Sending a spider his way is not harmful.
Nice.
Okay, actually, everyone take away your temp hit points. Because this is going to be my bonus action. I'm going to set this bitch on fire.
Oh, so I still have 9 now.
Yeah. Love it.
Hilarious. So I can plan on hurting him, I just can't do it, right? Or do I have to justify what I'm doing?
You can't use any harmful ability or any magic against him.
But can I think about it?
Just tell me what you're going to do when you get around
here. Okay, I don't know yet, but I want to be able to plan.
I'm just picturing him
dead.
Getting
stabbed. You can think about it being dead. Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah. I can't control what you think.
Yeah, good. That's what I wanted.
I mean, I can, but not right now.
Uh-huh.
All right, Leia, roll me a wisdom saving throw.
Or just like an Ari.
Wisdom saving, and now I get advantage on that, yes?
Advantage.
Yes.
Yeah. Advantage.
Because the Inlet Fortress is on you and Tony, right?
Yes.
Advantage.
Can I still roll ass? That's fucking ridiculous.
Sharpness
that
we
oh my
got,
god.
And I didn't fucking take the time to apply it to my weapon.
Ten.
A 10?
10 is not enough.
Shit, bro.
You are still charmed. You just can't... Something charming about him.
Mm. He's just so hot.
He hands you a pair of headphones with the shins on it and says, "This will change your life."
The shins?
Yes. It's a Garden State reference.
Oh, okay.
All right. At the end of your turn, Shims.
No.
He says, "These odds are a little against me."
No.
Yeah, I was expecting this.
And so he reaches into his pocket and pulls out a little bag and flips it inside out. And you see the bodies, dead bodies of IL, Kid Virgin, and River fall out onto the ground.
That's fun.
Ew.
You just keep those on you, you freak?
Fucking weirdo.
And they just start twitching and freaking and extending into these gaunt horrors.
Oh, God.
Gross.
Ew! All
right.
Yeah.
And attracted to the scent of Danavira.
Mm-hmm.
No!
They are going to come after the tank.
That's expected and better. I mean,
best case scenario, right?
Better than I could have hoped for, honestly.
Tanky tank, go tank.
Exactly.
Are you sure they didn't roll a 1 as well?
They rolled an 11. Or no, sorry, 15 on the die.
Lame.
As it auto rolled for them, so.
All right, sure.
Okay.
Sure, whatever, cheater. All right, so you are going to be. You have 4 attacks coming your way.
Ooh, good, love it. My AC is an 18, and your crits miss me. Ba dang.
Hold on. Wait a minute.
Your crit. Is that real, or are you just...
That is real. I'm
your
wearing...
Your crits miss you?
No, he can't roll a nat 20 against me. I wear adamantine armor.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Made that decision just in time for this fucking fight.
So one thing to focus on you, this one is actually going to use its reading ability.
No.
What does that mean?
I need everybody to make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, is this against being charmed?
No.
18.
What if I have a -1 for dexterity?
Oh my god.
What if...
Oh my god.
I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Oh. And...
Why did I just assume I have advantage?
Oh.
Okay. So, tell me, you don't actually have to worry about it because it misses you.
Me too.
Anari, you get missed.
That's good because I rolled real bad.
So it's a save or not?
Sorry, I misread it at first. It's an attack, and then if it hits you, you also have to succeed.
Oh,
the save.
Okay.
Shams, a 16. Does a 16 hit you?
I was literally just wondering, because we have the new armor, right? So my AC would have gone up, right?
Yes, it would have.
Yeah, okay, so I need it. I forgot to change it. Because it used to be 16, and now it's 17. Correct?
Okay, yeah, if it went up by 1, yeah, that would be... I think that would be right.
Hell yeah. So that misses...
Miss Independent.
Okay. And then 19 on you, Taika.
Oh, god damn. Yeah, that fucking hits. My save was an 18, though.
Alright, so you're not knocked prone.
Fucking small mercies, god damn.
And you take 15 points of damage.
Come.
Half to one.
From the reaping attack.
No, I don't have a halving anymore.
Or is a half to one?
No, half to one. I was like, I don't have halving. What are you talking about?
You just half it and half it and half it and half it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you have a one, and it's always truncation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
It's math.
Your armor class is just 19, always now, right?
18. Couldn't get it any higher.
I guess if you use the shield.
I have a shield.
And then four attacks. Good news, critical hits don't count against you.
How many did you get?
Just one. So it's only going to be two hits.
Do you want me to still revive or save it?
I got 165 hit points. We are right.
For now.
We'll see how bad this first one is. These guys aren't doing finger of death, presumably. It's going to be death by a thousand cuts, hopefully.
And give me a constitution saving throw.
Oh, in addition to the other?
I'm sorry, you should have only taken two attacks. Let me just re-roll this. Because I forgot the other one did its reaping thing.
So. All right, I rolled a 12 on the save you told me to make.
For the con save?
No.
For the dex save.
Yeah.
Just reroll. You can reroll.
And I did have to make that, or I didn't.
You did.
Okay. So this is a new save.
Oh, okay. Well, shit. Then you would have been knocked prone.
On a 18?
Oh, sorry.
I rolled a 12 plus 6.
Okay, yeah, you said you rolled a 12, so I just assumed...
No. I got an 18.
Okay, yes, you're fine.
I just wanted to keep the 12 if I...
No, that's fine. Sorry for the confusion. New monsters. Yeah, and so those do actually both hit. So, actually, I got another nat 20, but it doesn't count.
Get him out when you're going after Caitlin.
Yep, uh-huh. And you want another save?
Yes, a con save this time.
Balls. I failed. 9.
So
and how many damage did I take? We haven't done that yet.
You have not done that yet. So this is 31 points of damage.
Okay.
And then because you failed your con save, you also take 7 points of psychic damage.
Okay.
And are stunned until the end of your next turn.
Damn it, I fucking
hate
stunned.
Did you take the psychic thing, though? Didn't you do something with psychic?
Mm-mm. Oh. I thought... No, because it was those two who got it, not me.
Okay.
I thought your Crimson Rite was something psychic.
So just as these...
Oh, that was me doing psychic damage, but I decided not to.
So yeah, so basically this first one gets up there and just extends its arms further than the arm should extend as it just... slams around, flailing at you all. And then this one just hits you twice with these sort of ethereal arms. And as they hit, physically damaging you, you also just feel just this burst of energy and, like, psychic pain as you feel their torment at being twisted into these horrific entities.
So, I'm out for the next round.
What's up, Inari?
Mm-hmm. Anara's gonna look at Louis and say, "You always did rely on other people to allow you to do your dirty work." Mm-hmm. And she's gonna pluck a feather from her thing, blow it in the wind, and all of us have for 1 minute. You guys already have this, but we have advantage on wisdom saves, and then we all have advantage on death saves, and we all gain regain the maximum HP possible from any healing.
Amazing. Good to know.
Okay. I think that's going to be good for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is.
And then, Shems, you failed your save, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to give you a bardic. So that's a D8.
Thank you.
D8. I'm just going to look at you and I'll be like, "You always flash me," and I'll give you a little flash right back.
A little side move action.
Yeah.
You're the best girl.
Pay it forward.
Okay. And your turn, Nari. He looks at you and says, "Well, this is me getting my hands dirty. I need all of you to make me a Constitution saving throw."
Do I need
You too.
Do I need to roll for charmed before that or after that?
Oh, yeah, go ahead and roll for charmed.
Damn it. 15.
We're
going
to die here.
15 will fail.
12, I know, will also fail.
17.
A charm doesn't prevent you from running away, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
17.
Con
save.
Eight.
Shit. Just garbage. 12.
12.
I didn't make it for sure.
Lan, what'd you get on your con save?
16.
Okay, you all failed. And you all take 35 points of necrotic damage.
Sweet.
Cool. Sorry, I'm trying to get logged into my D&D account because this is a new phone.
As he just extends his hands and darkness surrounds him and explodes in the room.
You said 35?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck me. Okay.
That's a total.
Oh, wait. Could I have done... Wait. That would... If I did a reaction to that, that would count for my whole time until my next turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sorry, never mind.
If I do a spell that fills the whole area, does it hurt everyone?
No, because if it's an evocation spell, it does not.
Okay, it is an evocation.
Because you can sculpt it around them.
Yeah. So I'm going to cast Sickening Radiance.
The best.
The go-to Tony move.
The best.
Okay.
Let's see. 30 foot, which is like the whole room.
Here we go.
Would you like to draw it on the board?
Isn't it just like the whole room? It's a 30-foot radius.
Oh yeah, it's all over the place.
But it doesn't take effect until the creature starts its turn, right?
You think I'd have this memorized by now?
Yeah, right. I think so.
Good journey.
When a creature moves into the spell's area for the first time on a turn, or starts its turn there, so.
Okay. I will wait.
Cool. Okay. What's up, Tyka?
Well, I'm stunned.
Mm-hmm.
But that means...
You get one action, yeah.
I get one action.
Because of nothing is not a kind and merciful DM. Just remember that as you're cursing my name.
I don't know, man. I just don't know. He's got his reaction, right?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to take a potion of stone giant strength. Mm-hmm. So my strength is now 23.
Cool.
And that's it. I'm not going to move. I can't take reactions, right?
Correct.
And then I get to roll at the end of my turn for charmed,
yes.
Right?
Wisdom save, please.
Oh, you get advantage. You get advantage.
I do get advantage. It's a dirty 20.
Succeeds.
Oh, thank fuck! And now I'm not stunned anymore. Because it's the end of my turn.
Correct.
Oh, thank fuck. Fuck!
you!
So you would have your reaction. Oh, no, you wouldn't have it. You get your reaction back at the start of your turn, so I think you would lose it.
If you say, you are in fact God.
On his turn, he's going to fire, at the end of your turn, he's going to fire a couple of Eldritch bolts your way.
I'm sure those are going to be weak and puny.
Three hits.
Wait, before he starts his turn, don't I get, like,
these are legendary actions.
Mm-hmm. He ain't no broke-ass bitch.
I feel like every time he does something while he's in the cloud, he should take the damage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Yeah.
As long as you're fine with those rules applying to you and you're in the cloud.
No, the cloud doesn't affect us. It only affects him.
No, somebody else cast it.
Shush.
24.
Damage? Okay.
Necrotic.
Okay, it doesn't matter. Oof, I am well below hit half now. My brosies.
As you get bloodied, he looks at you and he says, "You are the last bastion of Danavera in this place."
No, there's still a temple left. One of your little bitches didn't get the work done.
He howls with frustration.
Even if you kill me, she's still hanging around, little bitch.
A capital idea. He says a word so profane that you die immediately.
What?
Power word.
What?
Kill.
Oh, because I'm below 100!
Can I do anything?
You could counterspell, but
I don't have counterspell.
You do.
I do.
Does he, with the new rules, does he lose the spell if she counters? Or does he keep it? I don't understand the new rules very well.
Let me look at the new rules.
I'm about to die, bitches.
I still got the counterspell staff, right?
It's only if it targets you, right?
Maybe. Oh, I don't know. Let me look.
Oof.
No. This is why we have diamonds.
We have diamonds.
Does Shems have counterspell?
Although, does this turn me to dust?
It does not lose the spell slot. If she's using the new counterspell. If she's using the old counterspell, it does.
We got the staff before the rules were updated.
Oh, only me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
Good call.
But I don't have counterspell ready, I don't think.
Ew. We were very foolish.
Let me
we were
see
dumbasses.
If I've got a scroll of it.
Fully idiots. You had a bunch of
we
scrolls.
We should run.
I do, but I don't know that I have counterspell in there.
Fair enough.
But I remember seeing it and thinking that
I have
it's
scroll
something
of major
I
image,
should.
If that would help.
Scroll of major image. Yeah. Buff. Does it turn me to dust?
No.
Okay.
You just dropped it. I see counterspell written over there.
Yeah, it's just not prepared.
Oh, it's the spell.
Yeah.
Didn't you have all your scrolls in the back? Oh, no.
I have. I just put... Here, I'll show you. Later. Yeah, they're, like, over here. But I have, like, scroll written. There we go. I've got remove curse, but not counterspell for a scroll, so I don't...
Dang. Dang.
All right. Well, that is curtains for Taika.
Okay. Huh. Interesting.
And yeah, so you're like, you're not death rolls.
I'm just fully dead.
Okay, cool.
But I still have a body.
Yes, and you all have plenty of diamonds. And Revivify is only an action to cast, so.
Yeah,
I have Revivify ready at all times.
There you go.
And our means of escaping are just you, right?
Yeah, just Tony.
Do you want me to just get us?
No, I don't know. I'm just, that's all we have, right?
I don't know, man.
So that's, what else is he gonna do in his turn?
He's gotta only have one of those, right?
It's his turn.
But we can't wake you up.
I can. It's fine. I have Revivify.
Well, she can Revivify me.
Oh!
She's got it.
Okay.
And that way, if you guys want to bail, at least you don't have to worry about my body.
Inari.
Oh, fuck.
He looks at you and mutters something under his breath. And we go back in time. You find yourself...
Are you mad at us? Did we do something to pain you in some way?
I'm sorry, did you want like the big climactic arc finale of a fight to be easy?
No, but goddamn!
And you find yourself back in the farmhouse.
Okay.
In your old body, you can feel like less. You're less toned. You can feel. But you have. You are. This is you from the present in that past moment.
Okay.
And he's sitting in a chair across from you, and he says, "I hope you don't mind. I borrowed a little moment from our past."
Okay.
And he says, "You've been quite the disappointment, Inari."
Ugh, gross.
So have you.
He says. He says, "What happened? The temple of the Druid Lord."
Doesn't he know what happened?
He says, "Last I saw, you were being killed by a plant."
Oh, that's right.
Roll me a charisma save.
Is this against being charmed?
This is.
Okay. I'm using one of the dice you got me, so...
I have advantage against being charmed and frightened. I should have fucking rolled advantage on that goddamn roll. Fuck me. Fuck.
23?
23?
Yeah.
You feel him trying to compel you to tell the truth, but you're able to fight him off. You, in this moment, years ago, would not have been able to, not even years ago, like a year ago, would not have been able to withstand this psychic brunt. But now you do with ease. He looks a little surprised.
Why are you asking?
He says, "I just want to know where it went so wrong with you. You had such potential."
I think you were just wrong in who you chose.
He says, "Perhaps. Perhaps not." He says, "I was told that you... would bring about the end of Danavera."
Who told you that?
He says, "Marik. First time I saw you. And so I was surprised when the second time I came across you after your seeming death in the forest, when you rejected her. What is your game?"
Am I missing something?
Yeah.
No.
No. Okay. I just want to make sure I'm not forgetting something.
He had ideas for you, and you chose to not follow them. So he is a man who is used to getting what he wants, and he did not get what he wants.
Oh, what is my game? I mean, I do really enjoy watching Tony play poker, but I guess I don't much enjoy playing it.
I am a character.
You hear on the wind.
Because I think it. If you're Tony, I know to what Tony would say. Just because you only know how to play games doesn't mean that's how the rest of the world works.
Well, he says, "I'm going to make you an offer." He says, "I'm leaving this plane forever. I'm switching teams."
Uh-oh.
What does that mean?
He says,
"It's going to be the Devils."
Mm-hmm.
He says, "All I need to do is cross the street, and then you'll never see me again."
Marika and Danavera have nothing to do with the gods. They're spirits. Yeah. So it's not anything to do with, like...
Well, but he's saying he's leaving this plane.
He's switching teams. What the fuck does that mean?
He says, "I could rip you apart with what's left of the rollers." He says, "But you've seen my power." He says, "Take your friends and retreat, and I'll be on my way."
What's the...
Oh, also, sorry, Tony, I forgot. He should have taken me to save.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting. I was like, "Hey, hey, what are you doing?"
He's like a common save. He will use his. Well, I guess I'll roll first on that one. But he'll use his first legendary resistance to automatically succeed on it.
Yeah. But he takes half, right?
But I also got rid of his legendary resistance, so. Let me look, sorry.
It's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I mean, I'd say also, it's been 2 weeks. Yeah. You know, across the street from here is the Temple of Alma.
Okay.
Oh.
The God of Death.
The God of Death.
Huh.
But another plane.
So does someone got to join Alma?
Can I do, like, a little vibe check and see?
Yeah, we'll make a sound check.
Can I get advantage? Because I know I'm so loud. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Absolutely.
Yeah! Take it.
Vibe check, because I've studied his face so well. Uh-huh. And drool. Sorry. 27.
Nice.
Like, more, like, vibe check is in, like, is he doing this?
I'll
like,
let you ask, with that role, I'll let you ask two questions about what's going on with him, and I will answer truthfully.
Okay. I was going to ask, like, why he's offering me this. Like, is it because he just doesn't want to deal with this? Or, like, does he seem like he's, like, afraid or, like, hiding? You know what I mean? Like.
Well, okay. So, I mean, you guys have not landed a single hit on him.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Exactly.
We're aware. Very, very fucking aware.
So, you detect he feels confident in his abilities to finish this fight.
Mm-hmm.
But you also get the idea that having this big public fight with you in this big fancy hotel may not be what he wants in this moment.
Hmm.
He wasn't expecting you all to be here. He was waiting for somebody else.
Okay. And then question two. He's waiting for somebody else. Sorry.
No, take your time, bro.
Oh, I just don't like making decisions for everybody.
Yeah, but this is like your storyline.
I know.
Not like in a forced way, but like I release you from any expectations upon myself.
let me ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Can I get any sort of like clue into plans? I can't, right? It's just how he's feeling about things.
With an insight check, no.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you could how he's feeling about plans is something you could ask about. Like, specifics, like an insight check isn't gonna be like, well, he's gonna go to this place at this time and meet this person.
Yeah, is he scared about his next or is he excited about it?
Yeah.
Going
sure.
to the other side?
Yeah.
How would you like to ask?
It doesn't have to be that way. I'm just throwing
suggestions. I don't know. The only thing I was going to say is, how does he feel about me? But I think I kind of know. He's just whatever about me.
I like that that's a question you would like to ask. You're like, but do you like me?
What is he feeling about switching over to the God of Death?
I would say that you detect, based on how he was acting before this fight, he is either feeling nervous about this switch, or something has changed with his relationship with Marique, and he's angry about it.
Maybe because they thought the Danavera stuff was over, Marique's like not giving him what he wants anymore or something. I don't know.
Reasonable guess.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
And the first insight check, he was like worried. He was worried that this could interfere with him joining that, or just it would delay. Like he was worried that it was delay, and I couldn't remember.
It's something like that. Yeah, basically this is not what he wants to be doing in this moment, and that you are interrupting him from what he wants to be doing.
Okay.
I
feel like we're not gonna survive this fight.
Yeah. Sadly, I agree.
Don't want to let him go. I feel so.
Well, I mean, we have a very powerful scry person on our side.
Yeah. But he said he was gonna leave this plane, which I thought there weren't any other planes.
That's a good question.
Right?
There are. I mean, there's the Astral Sea.
Yeah.
But the old planes were destroyed.
Yeah.
And you do know that the gods have developed their own new planes.
Mortals
are not allowed there.
So he's probably going to do something that will allow him to go to the god.
You could ask him what he's going to do.
Yeah.
If he's confident, he might.
Yeah.
Share it because he's a douche.
Yeah. So I think I need a little bit more bargaining before I accept. I'd like to know.
He says, "Wow, you have changed since we last spent time together."
Funny how that happens.
This is no more blind obedience.
Oh. You hear Taika in your head. Fight the power.
What?
You also aren't in. There's no. These guys aren't actually here.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I know. Yeah. I know. I'm just playing.
She's spent enough time with us.
My brain.
That she just knows what we would say.
Yeah.
No. We can speak, and she knows that it's all her.
We've spent so much time saying things in her head that at this
point. Yeah, exactly.
You're just constantly in there anyway.
Plot twist, it's just you, there's no other character.
Oh, God! No, that's not true.
Twist. What is your plan when you get to the other. Becoming a errand boy for a god?
He says, "I know what you're trying to do, and I will not fall for it." He says, "I have presented you with an offer. If you choose not to take it, that's fine. I will just be a little delayed. But not too delayed."
And if I accept this offer, you said I'd never see you again?
Never.
Would you ever see us again?
Hopefully not.
Is you guaranteeing you won't fuck with us?
He says, I have no further business with you. You're the one that's been fucking with me.
Do I believe him?
No. Yeah.
Sorry.
Ugh. Advantage?
22.
Not in this one. 22? With a 22, like, you feel like he's telling the truth. Like,
okay.
I mean, since the Druid Temple, it's only been you guys going after him.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
He's never really given you guys much of a second thought.
Okay. I will... Let me just check my... Oh, wait. We're in our thing. I'm not in my actual body. Okay. I accept your bargain. You and your two dead companions. Leave us alone. We'll leave you alone.
A bargain struck, and a bargain accepted.
I don't like this!
I know.
And you find yourself back in the present. No time has passed since you were last here.
Mm-hmm.
And it puts up shims.
Now I'm worried I made a mistake.
Just for the right tableau there.
Shims, your turn.
Oh my god.
Bring me back to life! I don't actually know that song anymore, apparently. I don't know. It's not in my brain.
I revivify my land.
Yay!
My little helper spider comes down, and a little compartment opens up from its thorax, and a bunch of mini ones come out. All hands on deck.
Alright, so don't forget to take 300 gold pieces worth of diamonds off of your diamond count.
Literally nothing.
Alright, you wouldn't.
Oops. Yeah.
You come back to seeing a bunch of spiders crawling off of you.
The fuck? I take one off of my face and very gently put it away from me.
Shims, what else would you like to do? That was an action.
Huh? That was an action. I don't really have much else that I can do. Everyone still has their 10 hit points?
No, she only has one hit point because she died.
Yo.
Oh, yeah, that's fair.
I have no 10 hit points.
And Tony also doesn't have any 10 hit points.
I do.
Kitty can.
No, I don't. Kitty.
Okay, how many hit points is temporary hit points does everybody get?
12.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay.
And
can you put my face back up there?
I have like a free bullet that I just.
A what?
Can I look around? Because okay,
a
I have my two
bullet?
Cannons.
She has a cannon.
I have my two cannons.
Wait, gotcha. Because
after we leveled up, I can use the same action to fire two different cannons. So I did my kitty cannon, and now I'm just like, well, I can't attack him because I'm charmed, and we also just did the whole thing.
We don't know about that yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess we don't know about that. Does he have his, like, things around?
His what?
Which things?
His, like, things. Like, his, like, it, this is his hotel room. Does,
oh.
Is there any
what fuck
objects
with his
that
stuff?
Are, like, visibly his?
He's
set on fire.
You know, it seems like he's traveling pretty light. You see, like, there's, like, a couple of, like, books on the bedside table. Like, but it seems like he's got, like, bags of holding for his actual stuff that he's keeping on his person.
Damn it. Well, I can't do much.
Okay.
I guess I won't shoot anything.
Alright, puts up the horrors. They hold their actions.
In the cloud. Don't they get the cloud?
Oh, they do get the cloud. Thank you. Keeping me honest.
Mm-hmm.
Con saves?
Yo.
They both fail.
Nice.
And so that is 4d10?
Mm-hmm. Plus your intelligence modifier.
Gross.
9, 13,
put it in your
18.
Mouth.
Gross, comma, put it in your mouth.
Oh god, why are you making it worse?
27.
Nice.
And the second one fails as well.
Nice. Do they get separate damage?
Yes.
Okay.
Like, you better fucking eat that.
Actually, I'll just do 27 for
Okay. Okay.
And an exhaustion level.
Yes.
Puts up Inari.
Okay, I'm going to tell everyone in their heads a quick summary of he offered me a deal to let us go free if we leave him alone. So, sorry, y'all.
Anything you're going to do on your side
today?
Healing, or?
Yeah, I'm going to look at... I guess I'll test his theory and walk around... And, oh, sorry, reach down and touch, I was going to say caress your face, but I know you wouldn't want that. So, I almost caress your face, and then I go, never mind, and I just tap your, oh yeah, I boop your nose.
That seems right.
And I'll give you second level cure wounds, which would be 8 times 4 is 32,
mm-hmm.
plus
5,
37.
Nice. 38. Thank you, ma'am.
Roll me a wisdom save versus the charm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, because you're still charmed.
Sure.
And don't you have advantage on wisdom saves?
Mm-hmm. Or is it? Got shit again. 13.
Oh, don't I have to do a wisdom save? Because I.
Oh, yeah, yes. List, please. With advantage.
Yes. I also still have the thingy. I'm good.
And you have a bonus or a bardic if you want it, but probably doesn't matter.
I don't need a bardic if I rolled an 18, right?
What do you add
Should
to
I
it?
Use it? Oh, well, I mean, I rolled a 17 and I added a 1.
Yeah, his save is definitely over 20. It's like 21.
Okay.
Dirty 20 succeeded.
Oh, Dirty 20 did succeed. My bad.
Okay, well, that didn't fucking do shit, I guess. I rolled a
1
on the
bardic.
Oh,
a 19 does fail. I'm
God
sorry.
Damn. That sucks.
That's just the universe telling us, like, putting us back in our place.
Yeah, a little bit. We got way too cocky.
Tony?
Way too cocky.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
That is unfucking real.
I don't know what you want me to do here.
Do you have a level 7 left?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was gonna do my crown of stars.
Yeah, we gotta go.
Oh, I guess I won't use that one.
Sorry, Tony.
I know. I wanna stay. Can I ask, is there any part of me that is like screaming and frothing at the mouth because we're not gonna stay?
I mean, every fiber of you, Tyka's being.
Yes.
Also, you did make a promise.
Yeah. But
wow.
Is there anything magical happening to me at the thought of this reality?
I mean, not yet, because you haven't done anything, but.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, because you made a deal with Deavira that you would kill him.
Yeah,
and so I'm just like, and that was what resurrected you. Though,
I would say.
Yeah, but he just killed me. So.
That's true.
Does that negate your past?
I died. I mean, I don't want to not do this, but what's happening to me? you know what I mean?
You feel intrinsically that it would be a bad idea to let him go.
Fuck. Sorry, guys.
Is Inari fucked because she made a deal?
I mean, do what you want.
No, but like intrinsically, are we at loggerheads? She's going to suffer if she doesn't hold up her end of the bargain. I'm going to suffer if I don't hold up my end of the bargain.
Potentially, yeah.
I'm at 38 hit points.
Oh, God.
No, I think you could have a good argument that you could still go kill him.
I mean, yeah. I think that maybe retreat is the better part of valor right now, and come back at this when we're not being dumbasses,
yeah.
Cocky little bitches.
I'm still up.
Yeah! You're squishier than all of us, motherfucker. Actually, you're not.
I got 59 hit points.
Wait, 5'9"? Not 159. 5'9"? Tony.
Yeah? 122 is max.
It's not bad. You're also bloody, though, for sure.
I feel fine.
I mean, I always feel fine. However, well, it's Tony's turn, though, right?
Yeah.
I just needed to know what was going on in my head.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a magic compulsion upon me, is what I'm asking.
No.
Okay.
There is no magical compulsion.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, retreat is the option right now. Do you have teleport?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
I was just checking to see. Because I have a level 8 spell, too. And I just wanted to see something. If it would be worth it.
And then we're up there.
Can I get my hand, just like as I'm laying here, can I get my hand around the leg of the chair that he's in?
Oh, he stood up.
But he has a chair.
So he's behind him, yeah.
Okay. I'm holding onto that chair.
Okay.
I'm holding up for a chair till the end of the night.
So am I understanding everybody wants to go? Or are you staying? I'm okay with either. I just need to know what direction we're going.
I mean, you could do teleport now, or you could wait.
Yeah.
I think staying here is going to just get us dead.
Okay.
Because I've got 38 hit points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should probably just go.
We can find him again in the future, hopefully.
Yeah. Are the little creature things, like, what are they made out of? Is it slimy? Is it crystalline?
They're dead bodies.
They are just dead bodies?
They have been, like, stretched. They almost look like infused a bit with, like, rotten plants.
Ew.
They smell like death.
Are they stable?
Like, what do you mean?
I was thinking of pushing one over and then before we go.
Just one last fuck you. Listen, that's gotta be a free action, right?
I will let you make a shove at that.
That one's down.
The teleport with everybody, though, you'll have to join hands, I think. So you may have to wait for everybody to get up and bunch up around you.
Oh, okay.
Join hands.
Can people bunch up around now? Or do we have to wait
turns.
Till it's their turn?
On their turns.
Okay. Okay, guys.
Oh, you don't have to do it anymore. You just have to see them.
Oh,
there
nice.
You go. Sick.
Honestly, I may be like thinking of like third edition teleport.
Yeah.
You fucking know.
Whatever.
I think teleportation circle? No.
Right.
I'm not sure.
No, it must have been an old edition. It's stuck in my brain. You just have to be able to see them.
Okay. So, I'm just going to go like this. And then...
Roll me a strength check?
Yeah, you've got to roll
right.
for that.
Can I have bardically inspired?
I'm
going to
be clenching my hand. I put marks in my palm.
Yeah. Oh, no.
didn't even realize.
Oops, I don't. And where are you teleporting to, Diana?
I don't know where you guys want to go. Back to the hole?
Back to the Camp Chaos?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's where nobody can get to us.
Jesus.
You can roll a d8 to add to that, too, if you want.
Nice. Hey. 13.
Okay. You just push it.
Silver marks.
Let's use it all up.
You push one over.
Yay!
Yeah!
Can you let me do something, too?
Of course.
I give you advantage.
As the teleportation takes effect, I want this chair to become my weapon, and I swing it at him as we go with the intent of breaking the chair so that I'm only taking the leg of the chair with us.
Okay, you swing the chair. Roll me an attack.
Fuck it. 19.
He
shields, and it doesn't.
He doesn't even need the shield.
Oh god, yeah, alright.
It just goes off of his mage armor.
Ricochets off of his tight ass.
The chair breaks, though?
The chair does shatter.
Perfect.
Memento.
Yeah.
Put it in our library of places.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, so that you could get back here really easily.
Yeah. Oh.
Fuck me, bro.
And as you all watch reality melt away, you see him teleport out the window as you guys are teleporting away.
Fuck. Fuck me.
The gaunt horrors revert back down to their body. You see them starting to untransform.
I'm so disappointed in myself.
Why?
Because that was the poorest showing. We didn't even try. We didn't even try to get ready for that fight. What the fuck was wrong with us? What the fuck was wrong with me? What the fuck?
I was ready.
I could have gone in there ready to fucking,
Yeah, we didn't do any of our potions or anything.
Nothing!
That's alright.
I think you maybe underestimated them, too.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus.
So, Riley melts away. You melt back into Camp Chaos. Confusingly, it is the 13th again.
I was like, what the fuck do you mean? It's okay.
Fucking datelines.
Yeah. But what? It's still the same time, so it's early morning.
No, it's evening. It's late evening.
Oh, okay.
You're on the opposite side of the wall.
As my mom used to say, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, but Tony, I have a lot of shit that I have to get ready within, 6 seconds of fight starting, and we had that chance, and I didn't fucking take it.
And let's just take a little 5-minute bio break here.
Okay.
Okay, so, you all made it back to Camp Chaos.
Woo!
Beaten, bloodied, recently realized.
Yeah, well, one of us, anyway. Fuck me.
How are you doing?
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, just a little bit. I'm curious what his actual plans are.
Yeah. Oh, Tony, here's his table leg.
Oh, thanks. I'll put it in the library.
Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, we still gotta kill him. I really feel very strongly that we still have to kill him.
Yeah.
I think that got extremely harder by whatever he's probably doing, but...
Yeah.
And just keep it in the back of our minds, I guess. That sucks!
We'll put him on the kill list.
Mm. Yeah. Yep, that sucks a lot.
Right in the notebook.
I have a little...
Yeah. Sorry, I like teasing you about that.
So funny. How long do we have until our meetup?
You have a month and a month and some change. You got a month and a week and a half.
Okay.
I think 39 days or something like that.
What was the last status of the Adventuring Academy?
Oh, yeah.
Were they still getting set up? Is that...
You don't know. You'd ask.
Mom?
Wouldn't it be Harita?
Oh yeah, because she's...
She's funding it, right?
Yeah. Hey, bitch.
Hey.
What's the status of the Adventuring Academy? How's it going there?
It's just as a primary investor, I get frequent reports on it. They are breaking ground. Mm-hmm. Some foundations have been set. Things are getting built.
Nice. Do they have an ETA on completion and opening, first day of school or whatever?
Hopefully within the next few months, they're hoping.
Oh, cool. Sweet.
Probably around the end of this season.
All
right. Or this campaign, if you will.
Okay. What's a campaign? Thank you.
Mm-hmm. She says, hey, I found some jewelry and clothing.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it looks really nice on me, so.
Oh, well.
Where it came from, it was a thoughtful appearance.
No.
Appreciate it.
Can't wait to see it.
Okay, bye.
Roll me the world's. I mean, for you, it's going to be easy. Roll me a deception check.
Disadvantage.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure
disadvantage.
I mean, not that's going to matter for her. It's 22 at least, or whatever.
Deception?
Yeah.
25.
Okay.
Too funny. So, I'm really hurt right now. But would you guys mind tomorrow going to the temple where we met Inari? Just to, like, look at it. Make sure it hasn't actually been destroyed.
Sure.
Yeah.
Can we get there quick?
I think we have to travel from Ajuba.
Okay.
I mean, Tony, you could probably try to teleport us there, and we've probably got a pretty good chance.
Familiar
with it, but it wouldn't be like a guaranteed shot. So, I mean, if you guys are up for the risk, I am.
Yeah.
But I have a lot of hit points. That's not game terms. I have a lot of constitution to take damage, and I hear the teleportation.
I mean, I'm pretty sure it'll be just fine.
Great. I love it. I fucking love it. That's what I wanted.
Yeah, and even if you had taken something from there, it's been more than 6 months, so...
Oh.
Has it? I thought it was a year for teleportation
six
stuff.
Months.
Oh, goddamn. Okay. Good to know.
And I would say, based on these new definitions, that you've seen it casually.
Okay. What's that give us, percentage-wise?
To get there exactly on target, 46% chance.
Yay.
We'll probably be fine. Caitlin's a little stir crazy.
you have more than a 50% chance of arriving within 2d12 miles.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's funny.
I guess how will we know what direction we have to go if we...
Because there's like a statue, right? Does it pop above the tree line so we could see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
You can fly up.
Mm.
Well, how would you fly? You only have one wing.
Yeah, thank God.
Even
that's
if we're
24 true.
Miles away.
Oh no, I lost the wing when I died.
Oh, that's right.
I'm off balance.
Because we can fly up and.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I walk like this because my wings give me a lot to steady me. Well, I'm gonna go take a goddamn nap.
It is about bedtime here. So.
Oh, fair enough. Well, I'm going to take more than a nap then. I'm going to full sleep.
Okay. I'll go check on Bippity first, and then I'll head to bed with
Bippity. Shims, how are you? By the way, you've been quiet. How are you feeling about all this?
How am I feeling? I think nervous. Want Taika to be in any sort of hot water with some fucking mystical spirit thing.
And there's nothing to be done about it, so.
Sorry.
No, I'm not mad. even like Taika is not, like, that had to happen. We were fucked.
Yeah.
We fucked up.
I think more than anything, Shums is, like, strategizing, like, what we should, like, do or make or prepare when we do get to face off against him next time.
Face off.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to make it the jungle of three returns, goddammit.
The jungle of we return.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, so y'all take a long rest?
Mm-hmm.
Resting,
okay. Slam those long rest buttons to get back all your hit points, all your spell slots. You can change spells. If anybody wants to change spells out, now is your opportunity to do so. Not you.
Anybody?
Yeah, anybody can change out spells? Alright, don't mind if I do.
Yeah, you can change out cast Sword Strike for...
I actually do get to change out my Percipient, to be fair. I can't believe that first fucking round I have advantage against charm. Fuck me.
What's your wisdom bonus?
Plus 8.
Woof.
Plus fucking 8. Man, I would have made it. Man. I know, right?
But I mean, also, we were rolling hot trash.
We were.
So.
I mean, everything I rolled was fucking garbage.
All my advantage ones were 2 numbers off.
Yeah.
So. 2 numbers off each other, I mean.
You know what, though? Read your fucking sheet before battle, bitch. What I should have done.
Should have
done. Remember next time.
Or put a little advantage under your.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I've got them just there so clearly right there, you know? Yeah. And you know what's funny? He was getting ready to say something. You guys all take some kind of damage. I was like, he's going to say poison. I'm immune to poison. I can't wait. And he's like, no. And then I was looking at Renslaus in Serenity, and it's literally between those two fucking lines.
Well, you know, for next time. You won't forget next time.
Yeah.
All right. So you all wake up. What's the vibe?
I think Anari feels refreshed.
Well, this is your first night sleeping in your new bedroom, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
You take a nice leisurely bath in your new private bathtub. No cat hair in the drain.
That's funny.
No pineapple smell.
Mm-hmm. Thank goodness we got all that.
A lot of people pay good money for this type of pineapple spa.
Spa? Okay. I don't want
it's a pineapple spa experience.
I guess if you really need to exfoliate. Uh-uh.
All right.
No, thank you.
So, what do y'all get up to?
Do we need to do anything, or straight to the...
I don't have anything to do. If you guys don't mind, we can just head there and...
Oh, also, it is once again the 14th.
Yeah.
Which is a week's end.
What is this look for?
I was just looking at...
Mr. Brown.
Oh. He was like, why are you giving Chris the evil eye like this? What is happening?
After that comment, I could understand.
Well, and the worst part is, it had nothing to do with you. I'm mad at myself.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys don't mind, let's just pop over there. I just want to make sure that I wasn't wrong in saying it was still there.
Excuse me.
Okay, so, you all going to teleport to the ruins of the Druid Lord?
Mm-hmm. Or try to.
Okay.
Does she roll or do you roll?
I roll.
But either way, I lose a spell
slot. All right. So, where exactly are you aiming to teleport, honey?
I mean, as close as we can get.
So, just like just outside of the...
Yeah.
Outside the temple?
Was there something with the land around the temple? There was something about the shrubbery being too intense to go through without, like, fighting, right?
Yes, there was some shrubbery issues, but you all feel like you could just fly over it now.
Okay, I didn't know if it was something like Jungle of No Return-esque.
No, not that bad. It's just the nature around this temple is extra vibrant and protected.
Extra wild, yeah. Okay, cool.
Chris, I'm trying to remember things from session 12.
Uh-huh, so long ago.
85 sessions ago.
85. That's fucking nuts.
I think that was in, like, 2022.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the end of 2022.
All right.
Oh,
Bumper.
What's the baby doing?
Running around, making the rounds.
Wow.
Uh-oh. What do you mean, wow?
You arrive, and the temple is in front of you. I rolled a 55.
We needed a 54?
54 or higher.
I told you I could do it.
Barely.
All right, so Tony, you concentrate.
We
and
needed
focus.
A W, really.
You focus on the...
I furred a little.
Furred a little. Reality melts, thankfully taking the stench away. And you'll reappear outside of this temple. That you've not been in some time. Nari, how does it feel to be back here at this place?
I think it doesn't feel anything, which I think feels good mm-hmm. to Nari. It feels at peace.
Yeah. Maybe even good thoughts, because this is where you met everybody.
Yeah.
All right. So you see the temple... looking as it did the last time you were here, the vegetation is a little more overgrown than it once was.
Mm-hmm. But genuinely not damaged in any way.
That doesn't appear to be, no.
And we extrapolated that little fucker was on its way here, right?
Correct.
Awesome. Okay. Cool.
Should we go inside or do anything, or...
I don't know. Do I feel compelled to go inside or do anything here?
Do you want to see if it looks okay on the inside?
I assume it does, but let's just
stick our heads in.
Let's poke our heads in.
Okay. So you kind of walk over to the stag's head where you enter. You see the kind of, that's where you were found.
Mm-hmm.
And you see the a small like covering of dirt over the hatch that you guys have to use to go down further into the temple.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very awesome. Mm. That's awesome.
Can you send me a picture?
Yeah.
And as you get inside the temple, Taika, you feel... it feels emptier than it did the last time you were here.
Hmm. Like Danavera is gone.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I was afraid of. So, like, she's no longer in the world at all.
She's in one place in the world right now.
Inside of you.
Here.
Yeah.
Interesting. Interesting.
Could you do something to get her into the...
You were her Hail Mary.
Yep. Is there anything... This is just a dead temple.
Yeah.
There's... Putting her back here wouldn't do anything at all.
Roll me a religion check.
Could you get more followers for her here?
That's, yeah. I don't know why I'm looking at this. Religion is a zero. Yep. That's a 16. Better than nothing. Better than I've rolled so far this session.
You would gather from everything you've learned in this journey, that both Marique and Danavera have been fading for some time.
Mm-hmm.
And without followers, without people to revere them,
mm-hmm.
there's no bringing them back.
Yeah. Okay. That's kind of what I was wondering. Do I feel the same about Marique?
That is a good question.
I mean, I met Louis. Did he have... Was he as soaked in... just seeing out of the corner?
Well, actually, I'll say, if you think about that, Marique is the rat fleeing the ship. He's switching teams.
Mm-hmm.
Why does somebody switch teams?
Because they lost.
Or because they can't go any further, or...
Mm-hmm.
But he sees no room for advancement at his current opportunity.
He's
Marique or Louis?
Louis. Yeah.
So Louis is abandoning Marique.
Mm-hmm.
And Louis was Marique's last person.
Likely or one of.
Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Okay. Even if I could, I don't think I would do anything with this temple. It's in the middle of nowhere. So, I got what I wanted. We can head out.
Frodo. Frodo's such a purry baby. Can you see Frodo on the camera, Liam?
I can see him, but I can't hear his purrs.
I mean, just listen to the recording next week.
Or I'll send you a recording.
Such big purrs.
Canned purrs.
So, I only have one 7th level spot, but I have an 8th level for teleport.
Well, we can use teleportation circle, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't have that.
Oh, okay. You didn't prepare it? Oh,
no.
Shit. Okay.
Can you ritual cast it?
No.
No.
But I can use a level 8 spell.
Yeah, you sure can. And because it's permanent circle, you don't have to roll or anything. There's no roll for it. You just go.
I mean, how far are we from Ajuba? Are we actually more than a day out?
A few days out.
Certainly. A few days. Okay, never mind.
I mean, I could teleport us to Ajuba.
No, I just thought, you know, if it was close, let's just walk and have Magpie send us back. But if it's more than a couple of days, there's no use in doing
it. It's like 3 or 4 days.
Never mind, yeah. I just thought we were a lot closer. That's all.
It's really no problem. So I'll cast teleport and send us back to Camp Chaos.
Okay. Okay. Y'all head back to Camp Chaos.
Chaos.
Thinking phase,
huh? I know. I will be thinking.
So, you see all this. Do you guys say anything? You kind of say that you think it's dead?
Yeah, there's nothing here anymore.
Alright. Just our memories.
Mm-hmm. Hey, look, it's the pile of leaves you found.
Maybe the real Den of Euro lives inside us all along.
Well, it's certainly inside me now.
Does anybody have... Ew. We don't have any, like, seeds or anything that we can, like, plant, right? Nobody has any seeds.
I have druidcraft.
Yeah, druidcraft can make plants.
Yeah. Can leave a little homage.
I mean, that's not a bad idea. Is there a flower or anywhere that I could, like, dig up and pot at Camp Chaos?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'll do something like that.
I'll take a leaf from the pile.
But like my religion check, this temple is dead. There's nothing here.
You would get the idea that whatever was here left when it entered you.
Yeah.
Yuck.
That's funny. Okay, yeah.
I don't do that.
I don't, Tony. Me either.
But I do.
You do it enough for all of us.
Right.
Enough for four. Fucking for four.
I take my job very
seriously. Hey,
serious.
Gay, yeah, I don't think you're talking about religion right now.
Well, it is for an Ari, but...
True. Yeah, true.
I don't do religion either.
She's always saying, my God, my God.
The church is the bedroom.
She's very religious.
Oh, God. Oh, God. All right. So, you teleport back to Camp Cana. With your plant.
And my leaf.
And your leaf. You stick
tack it on the wall.
Belief in yourself.
Which you do have a lot of.
Because I'm amazing.
So, what would you all like to do with the rest of your day?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go check on the pineapple wine. And maybe if we've got a few bottles, we can say it's a limited limited edition.
Mm-hmm. How many bottles do you have?
So, let's see.
We start peddling it in Bronzeport? Or not Bronzeport.
Okay.
Okay. What day is today?
Today is the 14th.
Okay. So I've got 12 bottles.
Overcocked.
Right? No, I've got... Yeah. If today's the 14th, I've got 12 bottles.
Well, you have 12 bottles at the end of the day?
Yes.
So you get a six-pack of wine.
No.
Okay.
Six-pack of
wine. So yeah, I'll bring it... Oh, what... You know what I could do? Is I could hollow out some pineapples and have those ready to go. Ooh. And then I could charge, like, a shit ton. Is there...
What? Why are you hollowing out pineapples?
We'll use those containers. Pineapple wines.
Pineapple wine making, and a pineapple
I'm making an
glass.
Experience.
Uh-huh.
Is there...
Packaging is everything.
It's
really.
True. Is there a place... Like, what's the weather like?
Where at?
I could go to Hokkaido or Brownsport.
Hokkaido is spring and here is fall, right?
Yeah.
Oh.
And then neither one super, I mean, spring break maybe. Sorry.
Right.
I keep swinging my feet around.
I'm sticking them out.
I'm all over the place over here.
Or you can just build up stock. Think about it.
I guess it might be better to wait.
Oh, never mind.
I was going to do a whole thing.
Tomorrow?
I thought about dressing up like Merlin from The Sword and the Stone with the Bermuda shorts on.
What?
And the flip-flops. And then I come out with my little wagon.
Uh-huh. See, and nobody in this world is going to get any sort of reference. You just look like a weirdo. Board shorts and a...
They don't need to get the reference. I'm just sharing the reference so you guys understand what I look like. It has nothing to do with the situation. It's just the look I'm going for.
Well,
the intention is to look like a weirdo, I think.
That's how they know that Tony's serious.
But it's hot in Zadora. You could take it to Zadora.
Oh, I could.
I think we should do Rakad, too.
Yeah. We'll build up some stock. I got
college
ideas.
Students on spring break, you know?
I'm going to get a picture of Merlin for Leanne.
Too funny. So, our plan for the island is to have the tech that, mm-hmm. our friends are working on, and then go there mm-hmm. with as many people as we muster and fight the devils?
Mm-hmm.
Or option one is come up with a different solution? Or did we realize that wouldn't work?
Option one was... Shit, it's been so fucking long. I thought it was offer and say, hey, we need to help you do this so the world doesn't split apart. And then if they say no, then it's on, like, Donkey Kong.
Okay.
I think you also wanted to be the ones that created the planes.
Oh,
you'd
create
a plane that would be, both for the Celestials and the Fiends.
Because whoever creates it can dictate how it's...
Yeah.
Okay,
so,
yes.
And we had Professor
Maokai.
She was working on the plane part of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We haven't talked to her in a while.
Yeah, maybe we should check in with her.
She's working with Magpie.
Oh, yeah.
She's
in the think tank, yeah. They're all... Okay. Everybody... All the brains are together in Ajuba.
I thought they were...
We're not the brains, so we're not there.
For some reason, I thought they were only working on... Magpie was just working on letting us use magic there. But they're also working on...
Yeah, they're all working together.
Okay, great.
The reason you've only been talking to Magpie...
Yeah, and she's kind of heading that up. Okay, great.
So we'll... When it's closer, we'll get a download from them on that stuff. But then, basically, we need to try to do that. And if that doesn't work, we're going to fight the devil.
Well, I mean, we're close enough now. Should we start thinking about maybe reaching out to the devils and saying, hey, this is what we want to do?
I think your concern with that was then they might try, if they think that you're coming for them, or if they think that you know too much about their plans, they might change them.
Because fair. We talked to them. Well, didn't we talk to them and say that we had concerns, and they were like, if you can give us a better solution, we'll take it?
I have a sending stone from a devil. So we have that. And then we also have a contact with that angel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I can't remember what happened with that.
With the angel?
Yeah, where we ended with that.
She just told us to keep her in the loop, right?
Gosh, that was... This is all happening so long ago.
I know.
That was Hokkaido time, because we met her in Hokkaido while we were being feted.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm eating the balls.
Oh, my.
But we told her we were going to take care of it. Like...
We told her about our idea of trying to work things out. Because at the time, we had just said, well, we want to help them do what they want. And she was like, no, what they're going to do is going to be bad. And she convinced us. And that's when we changed our minds and said, well, we want to be the ones to make the plane, not them.
Yeah. Okay. I needed to, like, have, like, a little separate piece of paper where I wrote all this stuff down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree. This is, what, my third book now?
Yeah.
And I just stopped carrying them because, I mean, so much to...
Yeah.
Tote back and forth.
All right, so last time you talked to Bassandriel. Basically, you inform them what the fiends are. And she, you know, said she needed time to consider it. Removing them from the astral sea would prevent conflicts, but if the planes aligned with negative energy, would make them more powerful, aligned with the martial strength, and do who knows what. She also shared with you that, you know, they're diminished from what they used to be. And she's worried that if they're back on the negative aligned plane, they'd just completely wipe out the Celestials.
Mm-hmm. And fuck up the material plane too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah, because there'd be nobody to keep the fiends in check.
Yeah.
That's right, and then Tycho is like, well, there are people that consider tieflings evil, and so her self-righteous bullshit is probably saying, pushing some goddamn buttons, and she'll stand in Bassandriel's way if she has to.
Sounds about right.
And then she countered that the prejudices of mortals are not shared by Celestials, that Tycho is not created by an evil god for evil purposes, and then she told you about the things that fiends do, and you're like, oh shit, wait a minute.
Yeah. Yep, and then that's when we changed our tune.
And so, yeah, you left it with, you know, she just asked you to think about what she's told them, and she took her leave.
And did she leave a way for us to contact her? Did I get her sending stone?
You did not.
Damn.
She gave Tyke, a scroll of contact other plane to get in touch with her.
Yes. I did not apparently write that down.
I think you gave it to Shims, because you couldn't use it.
Yeah.
Shems,
do you have a scroll of contact other plane?
Or the tent, or can you might have, actually.
Sorry, don't write that.
And she warned you about using it, that, like, the
stress...
Oh, it
could make you mad.
It can make you go crazy.
Oh.
Go insane, throw some glitter at the train. Let me see the names.
Oh, sorry, sir. Oh, I love you. Excuse me.
I don't see it. Scroll of what?
It has to be Tony, because only a wizard or a warlock can use it.
Contact other plane.
Maybe I should take a level of warlock.
Mm. Maybe not. Just saying.
For Marie.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Marie, so last year, we could find a new powerful spirit for you to make a bargain with.
Sounds good.
I just don't know where I would have...
All right, scrolled. So dangling threads, kind of, I know, you've kind of gotten a lot of your irons in the fire. You're working on your favorite Isundra.
She's had less than 24 hours,
yeah,
so that's going to take a minute.
It's going to take a hot minute. This was kind of like the roller, so I guess if you're... wanting to think about, you know, trying to still get back at Louis, which you promised to do. Things you could do is, like, look into Almot.
Mm-hmm.
Find out more information about that. You guys could reach out to the Archangels. If you're ready for that. You could spend time recruiting more people for the cons, so you've got a lot of people doing that for you.
Mm-hmm. We really did a lot to lay groundwork for that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess maybe to start with, just while we're trying to decide what we're going to do, can I give, Decima?
Decima Dusk?
Yes, yeah. Dusk. Yeah. Can I give her a call?
Yeah.
Hey, bitch. I don't know if we're on a first bitch basis or not. That's just how I use my sending stone.
She says, who's this?
Tyka.
Oh, that's good. It's been some time.
Does she know me as Tyka?
Yeah.
I did reintroduce myself. Yeah, how's it going?
I mean, keeping busy. Rakan's always hopping.
Is she one of the ones recruiting people
yes.
for us? How do the recruitment efforts go for our plan in a bit?
I think you'll be happy with what we've managed to accumulate.
Yeah?
So.
How many are we talking about?
We're currently about 60.
Fuck yes.
Oh, should we hang out with the Kestrels?
That's amazing. I love to fucking hear
she
that.
She says it's a combination of, there's some green, some old, some fit folks.
Mm.
But there's we were working on building up an army for you.
Amazing. Absolutely amazing. I love that. Anything that you need from us in the recruitment efforts?
She says, no, we've got our mutual friends over at the, the Sapphire Topaz Sword.
Mm-hmm.
Our mutual friends over at the Topaz Sword funding recruitment efforts.
Mm-hmm.
We're making sure that people are getting paid for their efforts.
Oh, nice.
We're good.
Are funds okay?
Yes, we have plenty of funds.
Amazing. Have you heard from anybody in Hokkaido?
Out of game, remind me, what is there, should she have?
I might have mentioned it to Shiro, but I don't remember.
Oh, you did mention it to Shiro, yeah. She says, I haven't heard anything from anybody in Hokkaido specifically, but...
Okay. But you've been working with the other guard captains in the peninsula, right?
Oh, yeah. She says, in the 60s, just for Cobb's contribution.
Wow! Amazing! That's awesome. Well, I think, you know, we've been dealing with a lot of bullshit lately, but things have kind of... I go into a deep middle distance stare because of yesterday. things have calmed down maybe for us, so I think I'm just going to keep making calls around. 60 is amazing. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Take care of yourselves.
Yeah, you too. Bitch out.
Bitch
out. She does not return the bitch.
Understandable.
while you're calling her, what are the rest of you doing?
I want to maybe ask Harita, but go to someone who can help me invest my money and grow my portfolio.
Okay. Financial advisor?
Yeah.
I mean, I can... What does... Radaris, does she count as a financial?
No, she's a lawyer.
Never mind.
Same, same.
All right, so you call up Harita. It is the weekend. It is Sunday.
Hey, bitch.
Hey, what's up?
Two things.
Glad it's you calling me, not Tyka. She's been...
I know.
Not that bad!
No, it's just... You called her like 4 times in 2 days or something like that.
They fuck just, all the time! It's not that
weird. She
just
likes you a lot.
What the fuck?
You're
making it weird, not me!
No, like means friendship.
How am I involved?
What was it? Two things. One, can you help me find a good financial advisor?
Of course.
And two, do you want to see my new room? It's soundproof.
Well, of course, she says. We have to break it in.
Uh-huh.
All right, so she says, I'll be over there in like 5 minutes.
Okay.
Is she going to take her helicopter?
5 minutes later, you hear the sound of an ornithopter landing in the little closet.
That was funny.
And then you hear the sound of it taking off and then knocking the door.
Hello.
Hello. She's wearing like a kind of a large overcoat.
There is nothing under that. There's not a single fucking stitch under that overcoat.
She says, well, let's see this room. She's like, why don't you dump the place?
My room's there.
Right, so you go to her room, your room. And yeah, she's, the only thing she's wearing under the coat is the new necklace.
Hey!
You guys break in your soundproof room.
Hey.
That you think is soundproof.
It's not soundproof.
Wait, really, is it?
You guys never asked for that.
Oh, I thought I did. Sorry. Sorry, Shem.
It's not soundproof. I heard everything.
Well, you were in your hermetically... Well, actually, what are you up to? Are you in your hermetically sealed pineapple room? Because that is soundproof.
No, because, like, that's just, kind of doing its
thing. We're afraid
thing.
Of all the horrors of pineapples, not just smell.
So, my new idea is to just sell... the pineapple wine, but to sell what I'm going to call the pineapple wine lifestyle.
Oh my god.
I love
so
that.
I'm starting to fit my card up with a fake little beach scene. And I'm going to roll it into town.
Which town?
Hokkaido, I
okay.
think.
Okay, no beach in Hokkaido, so that's gonna be
right.
novel for them.
And so,
it'd be less impactful in Broadsport.
I'll bring it out and say, do you have the early spring doldrums? Do you wish you could just have a sunny vacation somewhere? Look no further. I've got your sunny vacation, even for just a few minutes, right here with Tony's Pineapple Paradise.
So, it's a requirement. Next level when you get a feat. You have to get something that gives you the performance scene, I feel like.
Yeah,
right.
The performance skill. All right, so we'll make a performance check as you hawk your pineapple wine. Oh, Shim, did you bring Shims with you, or is it just you? Or...
Oh, yeah, we're business partners.
Yeah, hello.
I guess, Shims, are you going to go with Tony, or do you have other stuff that you want to do?
I want to watch this.
I feel like
business
we...
Business partners, I'm entertained, I don't have anything else on the to-do list.
I feel like we have matching Bermuda shorts and sunglasses that flip up.
Does Tony genuinely get you in this getup?
I think you do get in the getup in the thing, and Tony, you look and you see with the beach outfit on, you're seeing like parts of Shims that have never seen the sun before.
Your ankles,
your shins.
And just maybe you're like, maybe this is a not the vibe.
Yeah, you don't look like you spent any time outside, let alone the beach.
But I leave it up to you whether you stay in such a tire.
You know what? Does it make it better or worse? Is this good? Like that? I'm a new inductee into the pineapple. Style, as it were.
You convincingly play the room.
I mean, you help me figure out what is the pineapple lifestyle.
Oh my god. Sorry, I'm the DM. I shouldn't be offering all this, but... I just love the idea of Shims being there and you giving her some pineapple drink as part of a demonstration, and then she disguises herself and, like, suddenly she's in tropical clothing.
Oh, that's
that would be really fun. And like, you... Ma'am, over there! We've never met before, that's right? Yes, you! You look like you could use some help out of your springtime doldrums. Would you like to take a moment in my pineapple paradise?
Pineapple paradise?
Right.
Yes!
Almost too good to
come on,
true.
Everyone! Let's encourage her to go in!
So, roll me a performance check with advantage because you're getting help from Shim.
Oh, 17.
Alright, Shim, would you also like to flash, or?
Yeah, well, hell yeah. What the fuck else we got going on today?
So, what's that?
23.
Okay.
So wait, yeah, there's...
Isn't it plus 5?
Yeah.
22?
Oh, 22. It means 22, okay.
Me correcting a math.
So yeah, you draw a crowd of people who are all excited about the pineapple lifestyle. And they want to know what they can buy, what that entails.
Well, the first thing is we've got a complimentary pair of shorts and a Hawaiian shirt.
And Hawaiian? What's a Hawaiian shirt?
Don't ask questions.
A floral shirt.
A floral
shirt. We've got a Hawaiian shirt.
A Spazian shirt, because Spazia is like, or Metalos. A
Hawaiian shirt.
Just trying to
find
the world.
Give me your
coin. And flip-flops.
You lost inspiration. Holy shit.
That's fine. What is all of this? Does this not deserve it? I said one thing.
Your what shirt?
My floral tropical shirt.
No.
From Hawaii!
You know what it is? I knew you were going to say that as soon as I handed the coin back.
I still think Metalosian work. Metalosian.
Oh. My tropical floral shirt and some. Can I say Bermuda shorts?
No.
Obsidian rim shorts.
Some chants.
Some chants.
Some tropical chants.
Tropical
and
chants.
And a floral top. Anyway. So, the experience.
So where are you procuring these shirts and shorts? Yeah.
Oh, it's just one set, and they, like, everyone tries it on, and then I've got to take it off before they leave.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a subscription service?
Okay, so the people are hooked. You hooked the people. But what I want to know is, to what end?
What do they get?
So they get some time in the box. There's a lounge chair. There's a pineapple filled with pineapple wine. And a clock.
What?
On the wall.
Oh, I see.
Set for 10 minutes. And that's what they get for the low, low sum.
20 gold.
A 5 gold.
5?
1. I don't know. How much should it be?
I mean, a drink is like a silver.
A drink is a copper piece.
Yeah, copper.
Yeah, but it's gourmet.
You could probably get
boutique.
Away, you could probably get away with 5 silver pieces for the experience.
Fine. 5 silver pieces, and it includes a delicious boutique beverage.
I love this. What the fuck?
So, somehow.
Hell yes, Tony.
Somehow, you get a crowd of people, and there's a long line of people waiting to experience Tony's tropical lifestyle, your pineapple lifestyle.
Yeah.
And everybody knows exactly who you are because you're very famous in the city. And so that certainly contributes to part of it, too.
Uh-huh.
And so you notice, like, as there's a crowd of people, you notice there's some artists there that are selling, like, quick sketch photos of you with people. Mm-hmm. You see there's some other people who have come with some yellow-colored wine. They're, like, trying to sell them to the crowd.
Oh, somebody's trying, they're trying to compete against Bibbidi Bobbidi Brews?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
Are they staying in line after they get the wine, or do they leave?
That's not your wine.
They're catching selling, people after they come out of the pineapple.
They're selling their own pineapple wine.
Okay.
No, because they've, it's an experience. We're not even in competition.
alright, so there.
Were they selling an experience?
Are you curious to even sample it, or do you just let it go?
No, I'm not going to. Yeah, I had to be like, am I Tony or Colleen? And I was like, I'm Tony. And I've convinced myself that this is swill, and it is mass-produced garbage. They probably don't even use real pineapples.
Well, actually, the funny thing is it's just like... clear line of food coloring.
Nice.
But that means people might not like pineapple wine, or think they might not like it.
No.
But
I have to work harder to sell it.
You get 62 people through.
Nice.
You spend the whole day doing it through the pineapple lifestyle experience. So you and Chim's make 15 gold pieces apiece.
Nice.
You split it evenly, nice. Which I'm assuming you do.
Sick. Yeah, that's a good way to spend an afternoon.
Yeah. Hard day's work.
As you run out of pineapple wine samples and you know it's getting late in the day, it's time to wrap up and get some food maybe. You are approached by Toshiro.
Hey.
Oh, hey. Would you like to try the pineapple vine experience?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
Thought you were an adventurer, Tony.
I'm multifaceted.
If it matters, I was going to call Toshiro, too.
That wouldn't matter for this.
Okay.
It's not like we need... I lean into Tony and I'm just like, we don't need a license to sell booze, right?
That's a good question.
He reaches into his bag of holding and pulls out an empty bottle that has your face on it.
Oh, so you've tried it.
He says, I have.
What do you think?
It's an assault on the senses.
I mean, there's a reason.
And he says, and I'd like more.
Ah! Dang it.
My kind of a guy.
We got him hooked.
How many would you like?
He says, I'll take a case.
Okay, that is going to be approximately.
That is hilarious.
Like, what's in a case? Like,
it's a case of...
32.
A case of wine is probably, what, like 24?
Four
days.
24, yeah. Platinum.
Two more days.
Come on.
I mean, you could say a case is 4 and just sell it at that. You get to decide how much a case is.
Yeah. But I just used 6, right?
For this?
Yeah.
Demonstration, yes. You used...
I'm just making sure I'm keeping track.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the end of today, I'll have 6.
Mm-hmm.
And then we said 24 for a case?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the 17th I might have it.
Okay.
Right.
17th, I can wait.
Great.
He says, what would the cost be?
Oh. I mean, for you, friend. How
do you want to know how much wine costs in this world, or do you just want to make up a number?
No, I don't.
Reality doesn't matter.
Colleen is supposed to own reality on.
Uh-huh.
Tony is not, like, following the business trends or anything. He's just,
he's a trailblazer.
He's purely here to give people an experience.
How about you give me a couple copper and we'll call it even?
What?
We're friends.
Oh, he says...
What?
He says, surely you're undercharging me.
You just charged 5 silver for the experience and 1 glass.
Yeah.
That should make your bottle worth, like... 10 at least gold.
Yeah, but it's my friend.
I mean, even at cost, bro. I guess technically pineapples are cheap.
I don't need money.
Okay.
I'm doing this for fun.
He says, if you don't want to charge me, that's fine. But he says, perhaps if there's something I can do for you in return.
Yeah, let's put it on your tab and we'll just say, yo.
Actually, when you say it like that, he kind of looks concerned for a second, but then... Let's it go.
As I was saying, we'll put it on your tab of things you owe me.
Oh my god.
Okay, Toby.
What? Should I put that differently?
Oh.
He says, Shims, how have you been?
I've been great. I'm doing A-okay over here.
I'm glad to hear it. He says, I'm glad to see you two out here, having a positive effect on the morale of the city, even after...
Positive.
He just taps his nose and says, you said it, I didn't. All right, well, as you were.
Goodbye. We'll see you in a few days.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
He walks off.
To too funny.
Holy what a shit. Good day's work. We really did something here, didn't we?
I know, man.
And Ari's really done something today, too.
Yeah, right?
we're really having a positive impact on the city.
Yep.
The Pope is selling alcohol.
Yeah.
We're selling an experience that just happens to include a lovely boutique beverage.
You keep saying experience like it means something and it doesn't.
I've been in capitalism for too long.
Selling experience.
All right, so Taika, what other phone calls would you take?
So many. What's the general's fucking last name?
Strife Cutter?
Thank you. I would like to contact her or her office. She's very busy. About how many people Bronzeport may or may not have.
Do you just want to go down and I can give you the numbers
yep.
for each of them?
Please.
General Strife Cutter, 128.
What?
Okay.
Oh, yes. I'm so glad she doesn't hate
us. Ajuba?
32.
Okay.
Lame.
Toshiro?
Toshiro says he is not sure how many he's going to be able to bring.
Okay.
He'll be there himself.
Okay. Would I be welcome to come there and drum up interest or stay out of it?
He says the Queen has some reservations about sending our troops into another country at this time.
Well, and it's not troops that we were calling on in all the other places either. It was adventurers and people like that, so I understand completely not wanting to get your army out, especially, you know, with everything as it is. But everywhere else, at least, Chris, clarify my understanding. This is adventurers and young idiots and people who...
Retired adventurers, city guards, stuff like that.
Yeah. City guards? So are we, like, emptying city of guards?
Some cities are sending guards, yeah.
So, like, Bronzeport?
Probably not Bronzeport, but Ajuba, a lot of those are guards.
Okay. I don't love that. But Ajuba's really far away from Windhaven,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. If I were to show up and advertise for, like, adventurers and stuff, would that be welcome? Or
of course, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right, cool.
I'm just, you know, I have a very high government position, so
yeah,
I need to operate carefully.
Your asking comes from a different position than me asking, which is completely understandable.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Who else do I need to talk to about this?
You've talked to Strife Cutter, I'm trying to think if there's any other guard captains in your Rolodex.
references
kids won't understand.
Wasn't there one more?
I'm trying to think, I feel like there was one more.
Dusk
was there somebody
Rikot?
You talked to?
Huh?
I mean,
Dusk is from Rikot?
Yeah.
Did you try to make an effort in Bastion to recruit people?
Bastion?
That's the hidden town that you found in the Empire.
Bastion?
I feel like I don't want to bother.
Oh, that's the little
there.
Town that had like one protector.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I might have mentioned it there, but I definitely wouldn't have tried to call from there because
okay. They're
already such a small, small place.
Mm-hmm.
I would have mentioned it to Rikara.
Mm-hmm.
And I have she has a sending stone, right?
Yeah, she said she's going to come help out with that.
Okay, well,
and all your adventuring, but like the sister group's going to come,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
The Kestrels have pledged themselves.
The Kestrels, yeah. Okay. Your
favorites.
Huh?
Your favorites.
Our favorites.
I think we should hang out with them.
Look, I love the Kestrels.
Mm, find out where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll give Evelyn a call. Hey, bitch.
Hey, bitch.
Where are you guys
hey,
at?
Sister.
Sorry.
She says, we are in Tabar.
Hey!
Why?
What are you guys doing in Tabar?
Hmm? She says, oh, just had some business to take care of here. She says, you know, stuff.
Stuff. It's always stuff in Tabar. Do you guys want to hang out?
No.
Will Weary let you guys have the night off?
Let me inside check.
Uh-oh. God. Percipient? Can I have taken my percipient?
I tell you what, if you will agree to it just always being on?
I mean, it pretty much is, unless I take a short rest and say that it's not, because
okay.
I switch
I'll,
it
also, if it's always on, let's just say it's specifically not.
Okay, yeah.
What's the downside to percipient? It's disadvantage on charisma?
Mm-hmm. It rarely comes up. Charisma checks. I don't check charisma stuff that often, you know? That's
why she's here!
Leave it to
the bard.
You go to charisma.
At what?
Insight? Charisma? Mm-hmm. 21.
She's hiding something from me.
I'm gonna
nervous and hiding something from me.
I'm gonna let the silence just hang.
Alright, we'll talk to you later.
Bitch!
What?
You didn't answer my question!
What question?
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Guys, we gotta go to bar! The siblings are being little bitches!
Okay.
I'm gonna... Sending stone... Wait.
Wait, don't. Evelyn is hiding from something from me.
Well, can I ask my brother what he's doing?
I think we just go there and see what's fucking up. They're in bed with each other.
Literally.
Gross.
Let's go blow them up. Blow up their spot.
We're gonna blow stuff up?
I said the wrong thing. Come on. Let's go, just go to the bar.
Okay.
How are you gonna get there?
Yeah, how are we gonna get there?
You don't have the
I used my 7th and my 8th level
damn it!
Spots. So
that sucks.
You could get somebody else.
No.
Magpies, didn't you?
Yeah, well, that'd be shitty. We can't use magpie like a city bus. You know what I mean? It's up to you. Are you going to call your brother? Or
if we're not going.
Well, see what he says. Evelyn's fucking lying to me about something.
And a short rest wouldn't give me back a 7th level spot, would it?
No. Well... Don't you have a recovery?
Arcane recovery is 5th level and lower, isn't it? Yeah.
So. Okay. A restaurant.
You can call your brother?
Yeah. Hey, Ben, what's up?
The person you're trying to reach is not a...
I told you we gotta fucking go there!
Is that his voice saying that?
It is.
Sir. What's going on?
I've been told to say nothing to you.
All right.
Because you are inhumanly capable. I said too much.
Okay.
You guys getting married?
I'm going to call my mom.
No reply to that.
I'm going to call my mom.
Yeah.
Hey, mom.
Hey, what's up, dear?
Have you talked to Ben recently?
No, what's up?
Something weird's going on with
him. One second.
She's calling his ass.
You wait 5 minutes. 10 minutes. And then your brother comes on. What the fuck? You called me out?
That's what happens when you lie to me.
I wish I was an only child.
Sure you do.
Your passive insight says you know he's lying. Your mom calls you.
Hi.
Can you get us to the bar?
Can you tell me why?
Your brother has gotten married.
I knew it!
And decided not to tell anybody.
Why? Magpie, we need to get to the bar stats!
Why is he not telling anyone?
Apparently they didn't want to have a fuss.
So we must make it a fuss.
A must
is
fuss.
Anari still, is Anari still with me?
What's that?
Is Rita still here?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
You want to go to a... You want to go to Shabar?
She says, why not? I haven't been in a while.
Okay. Let's go. Magpie, yeah.
Alright, so...
Are you okay if we ask Magpie?
Yeah, no, I was never against
totally
it.
I totally already sending stoner.
Gonna go for magpie.
We gotta get to Tabar.
Oh no, is it on fire?
Somebody got married without telling anybody.
Oh, you can come too if you want.
Oh, we're gonna crash a wedding?
Yeah, bring the big tank. We're gonna get smashed.
I can only bring 8 of us.
Oh, fair enough. Can Harita teleport?
No.
Oh.
Alright, so, you all teleport to... how are we going to... Actually, you probably will need to teleport to Averna to pick up Anari's parents.
Oh,
can
yeah.
some of the other siblings help?
Yeah. Okay. So, you all are able to meet up in Ajuba, and Magpie is able to send the 4 of you, your parents, herself, Harita, and I think that's 8.
Okay. Cool. as soon as we hit the ground in Tabar, I am off to the races trying to figure out where they're at. Crowd check.
You don't even need to roll. You know where they're at.
Are they at the... Oh, which one is it? Vexing Viper. That's a Rena territory.
One second, let me look.
What's her name again?
Evelyn.
Evelyn, thank you. It's like, all I could think of was Erica, and I knew that was wrong. All
right.
What's your brother's name? Ben?
Ben 10.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me.
Cute. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Together they're Evelyn.
That's actually pretty good.
Benvelin?
Bevelin.
Bevelin.
That's good. Make a quick sign that says Bevelin.
Sorry. The Lucky Rabbit.
The Lucky Rabbit.
This is amazing. So you all arrive in mass, the eight of you.
I open the door. Hey!
You get like people at the casino looking.
I assume she sees me immediately.
No, you don't see her here.
Oh, where's that bitch?
Wait, is this only a casino?
No, there's a casino hotel. There's
it's a hotel.
As you walk in and make a scene, Irini Wheatflow. Comes up, sees you, Inari, gives you a big shit-eating grin.
With Harita.
Harita looks at him and looks at you and doesn't say anything. And he says, I'm assuming you're looking for the wedding party.
She tried to lie to me.
Follow me.
Yes! 100% Taika is on one, so when Irini turns around, she does that thing where people use somebody else's shoulders to jump up. Just bouncing off the walls.
Alright, so he indulges you and leads you all up some stairs to a private room where you just see the sister group. Minus Cloudfang. He's not actually with them.
Oh, he was running an errand with the diamonds, right?
Wait, was I not invited to this? Huh? And they were?
No, or did we brought...
Oh, we brought them with us? Or they met us?
Who?
Oh, they're already...
They're all a group.
Yeah,
they're
so you look, you look here and you see...
Sorry, I got upset. I felt like I was left out.
Well, we were. We were left out. We
well, not really. I mean, they were already...
You're mashing the way.
You just see it's just Evelyn, Ben, and Weary here.
Ooh.
Where's the other two? No, well, Cloudfang?
Cloudfang's not here, and Corvin is dead.
Oh.
Did he die? We didn't get to bring him back?
He didn't come back.
Oh, we tried to, and he didn't come back. Do they look sad?
No.
Okay, great.
They look mad.
Why?
Evelyn's like, what the fuck?
Oh, no.
What do you mean, what the fuck?
And Ben's like, oh, fuck, my mom's here. Mom, Dad, Inari. And where he's like, and by my authority, I pronounce you husband and wife.
Minor illusion, like, rice being thrown and, like, little...
I grab one of the bottles of the pineapple wine that Tony carries around. I shake it up and...
pineapple.
Oh, no. Careful, that'll burn if you leave it empty. I don't recommend doing that.
And so your parents go over and make a fuss with Ben, talking about how excited they are that he's married. And why didn't they tell him? And Evelyn kind of walks over to you and she's like, we just wanted to keep this low-key, just us.
You're a bad liar, bro. I'm sorry.
And she kind of lowers her voice and we didn't want... She kind of gestures to the parents that are making a big deal over her.
It'll be fine.
Punches you in the shoulder.
All right. I pick her up by the stomach and spin her around.
The moment you pick her up off the ground, she like misty steps.
Oh. Rude.
She's like, I guess if we're all here, we're gonna have to have a party now.
Yeah. Yay! I mean, we wanted a party anyway, but now we have a really good reason to do it.
What?
Huh?
What?
Tony, they just got married.
Uh-huh. I'm not following.
Tony, everybody should try the last bottle of wine you got, I guess.
No, I'm saving it.
Why?
Because I already sold it.
Oh, well, sorry about the one I ruined, I guess.
Oh my gosh.
All right, so after the initial...
It wouldn't even do that. It's not champagne, it's wine. So I shook it and thought something would happen, and nothing
and
did.
And you were really just pouring it on people?
No, weirdly enough, it did shoot out like
shit. Oh, okay.
Uh-oh.
It's a bubbly.
Must have had a bad batch of yeast get into that one.
All right, so you all tear down the house here. Having a big old party at Lucky Rabbit.
Oh God, that's amazing! I love it.
Did I have to get rid of my my old glamour studded leather to make the new one? Is that part of it?
Yes, but the new one's also glamoured.
Okay. Does my brother have like good gear by now?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
They're all pretty close and level to you guys.
Can I tell what kind of cloak he's wearing?
Is it
a magic cloak?
It's not.
I'm gonna give him a wedding present.
Aww.
I'm gonna give him my cloak of displacement.
Well, nice. I appreciate it. Also, does like the senior brother get married? Does that stir up anything for you?
I think a little bit, but I think she's trying to pretend it doesn't.
Roll me a deception check. I know that you're probably going to do really...
Whoa! It's a 10.
It's
got to be in there.
It's way worse. But it doesn't matter. It's the same result. 25.
Alright, so you guys have a fun night. And a little ways into it, when the two of you are alone, in a quiet corner, Harita says, "Hey, you okay?
Yeah,
you seem a little off."
All right. It's just, you know, could have been...
Have you ever told Harita about your ex-fiancé, what happened to him?
I think so. Yeah, because I think when he died, I told her. Mm-hmm. When he died, I told her. I think.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I feel like you did, too, yeah. But I'm not 100% sure.
I think so. I think at least the general gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it is what it is, but I'm happy for my brother, and I'm happy where I'm at, so...
She smiles. She says, "So what'd you guys get up to anyway, the last couple of days?"
Oh, well, I don't know if you heard, but Tony's working on some wine.
Yes, it is all he talks about lately.
Yeah. And then we tried to go after
He seems a little manic. Is he okay?
He's fine. He's a character. We tried to go after my old boss. Manipulator?
Wait, you went after Louie?
Yeah, it didn't end very well.
Cult leader, I feel, is more... I'm sorry, I'm not there.
Cult leader, yeah.
She says, but he died? Or?
No. We came to an agreement and left because he would definitely have killed us.
You got Taika to agree to that?
Taika was dead.
Wait, Taika died and didn't tell me?
Well, she's fine now.
She came back in 6 seconds.
Yeah, she got better.
She got better.
No, she says, it's scary to think about.
Yeah, well.
She said, I'm glad it wasn't you.
Thank you. Yeah, three times is enough.
No. You've only died twice, right?
Oh, two times is enough. You know what they say about third time's a charm.
Yeah, don't go there. That's not okay.
Well, ironically, the one person who hasn't died is the one who has 9 lives, so...
Was that Taika's first time dying?
Probably, yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah. Crazy.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy.
Short. Yeah, I mean, you didn't have, you know, your soul didn't leave your body, so.
Yeah.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. Just weird to think about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how is that affecting you?
I think that Taika's here drinking, so that those thoughts don't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
There's a reason there's a party happening right now, and it may not be the wedding. The wedding's a very good excuse.
All right, so you all enjoy some wedding times, and crash. You get some rooms here, comped here for you from a rainy.
Nice.
He says, yeah, don't drink and teleport. Learn that lesson the hard way.
Thanks, Ben.
All right. You guys get some rest. So it seems like maybe there's not a lot pressing that you all want to tackle. So how would you all feel about doing some downtime?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Mm-hmm. And so I think what we'll probably do is we'll end it here tonight. And I want you all to think about, you know, so you got like, you know, 5 weeks to figure stuff out. How long, how much downtime, assuming no interruptions, would you all want to take, you think, before you kind of start actively picking stuff back up?
I think that Taika is interested in helping recruiting efforts in Hokkaido, and not just in Hokkaido, but really focusing on what needs to happen in order to get everything ready to go. Because she's really got some hyper-focus that's, like, building up on that. And then I'm going to think about some other things.
Yeah. Yeah, in between sessions, before next week's session, I want you all to think about more about it, but...
I mean, unless something comes up, I think Taika's pretty much going to be focused on that until it's time.
Okay.
Like, I don't know what else...
So the full, you'd be fine taking, the full 5 weeks to work on this stuff?
Yeah, unless there was a route for us to figure out what was going on with Louie.
And that's something you could do during the downtime.
Yeah, some investigating.
Figure out what's going on there. Yeah, so Louie preparing stuff, and then I'll let you know. There's a third thing that I'm thinking about.
Cool. Okay, well, and the rest of you, like, nothing else that you want to do before?
I mean,
obviously downtime activities, but, like, nothing like... But aside from that, you guys are good with downtime until about the time of the thing? All right, well, we'll end there. Your homework is to think about what sort of things your character would do during downtime. Please, if you think about them, send them to me throughout the week so I can try to think about them and prepare.
Cool.
Yep, for sure.
Cool. All right, well, good session, y'all.
Woo! Cool.
Nice.
We didn't die!
Well, we did, but we got better!
We all didn't die.
I didn't die.
Not
we got better.
I didn't even get charmed.
Thanks for rubbing it in, Tony.
Sorry.
Oh, that did not go the way